Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 9th, 2006. One Palestinian is killed and five are injured in an army strike in the Gaza Strip, while Israeli soldiers kill a Nablus resident at Huwara checkpoint south of the city. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that one resident was killed and five were injured, most of them children, in an Israeli military airstrike that targeted a Palestinian vehicle in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Air Force shelled at least one missile at the car of Mahmoud Abu Nasser, 23, as he was driving near Al-Showa gas station. The body of Abu Nasser was severely mutilated as a result of the blast. Five residents, including children, were injured and immediately taken to Al-Awda Hospital in Beit Hanun. An Israeli army spokesperson claimed that the targeted resident was a fighter and that he was trying to retrieve a homemade Qassam shell launcher that had been used earlier in firing homemade shells at the Israeli Negev town of Sidrot. Palestinian sources also reported that two residents were injured during an Israeli army invasion of the Asika area in Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip Monday morning. One, identified as Nasreen Abu Layla, 16, was injured in the left leg. The other one injured is a mentally handicapped elderly man, now in critical condition, due to the direct hits in his chest and right leg. Both were moved to Kamel Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia. Local sources said that the army began to install a military post near the area that was invaded last Friday. Currently, army bulldozers are uprooting trees and destroying farmlands. Israeli army sources said that the invasion comes as a response to the firing of homemade shells by Palestinian resistance groups toward the Israeli town of Sidrot, located 5 kilometers from the Gaza border. Also on Monday, hundreds of Muslim pilgrims heading to Mecca and Saudi Arabia managed to cross the Rafah border crossing in the southern part of the Gaza Strip after international observers resumed their work there. Five lorries carrying wheat, sugar, and rice were allowed into the Gaza Strip through the Kerem Shalom crossing. Moreover, Israeli warplanes dropped missiles on a home in the Khan Yunis refugee camp in southern Gaza Strip late Sunday night. Although the house was completely destroyed, no casualties have been reported. A local reporter said that Israeli drone planes launched rockets at the house of Hamas activist Arafat Abu Mahdi after a telephone call informing the residents of the house to leave. An Israeli army spokesperson said that the house was targeted because it was used to store weapons. Palestinians denied the claim. Mohammed Saada, 22, was shot and killed on Monday afternoon by Israeli soldiers stationed at the Huwara military checkpoint, south of the West Bank city of Nablus. Soldiers did not release the body of Saada for some time, then gave his body over to a Palestinian ambulance that took him to Rafida Hospital in the city. Saada is a resident of Tal village near the city of Nablus. Local sources said that Israeli soldiers are holding scores of Palestinian civilians at the Huwara checkpoint and the nearby Beit Iba checkpoint. Soldiers closed the two checkpoints after the incident. The Israeli army claimed that Saada ran towards the soldiers at the checkpoint and tried to attack them with a knife. Soldiers then opened fire at him and killed him. Eyewitnesses at the checkpoint said that Saada ran towards a car at the checkpoint when he was shot by a number of soldiers. They said he was not holding a knife, as the soldiers claimed. However, soldiers insisted that they found the knife in his clothes while searching the body after killing him. Also in Nablus, Israeli troops with a cavalcade of jeeps invaded the city on Monday at dawn and seized three residents. Local sources reported that over 12 army vehicles invaded the city from the north entrance of Nablus. Troops searched and ransacked houses in the city center and the northern side of Nablus. The three seized are known as Dia al-Takrori, 30, Mohammed Mansour, 21, and Khatib Mansour. They were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. On Monday at noon, an Israeli army unit invaded agricultural land east of the West Bank city of Tubas and ransacked shepherds' huts there. According to local sources, troops stormed farmlands located east of Tubas, searched and ransacked shepherds' huts, and detained the shepherds for 1 hour. Elsewhere, the Israeli forces put a curfew on El Izbidat village in the central area of the Jordan Valley in the eastern part of the West Bank on Monday morning. Troops invaded the village, forcing people back into their houses in an attempt to impose a curfew. Soldiers fired live rounds and sound bombs to force residents into their homes and threatened to shoot anyone who walks outside. El Esbidat village is the closest village to the Palestinian-Jordanian border near the Jordan River. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.